My early life, Saul to Paul, a journey of transformation. I tell you my story not as the man they later called Paul the Apostle, but as the boy named Saul of Tarsus, a boy who learned early how to walk between worlds. Tarsus, my first world. The year was around 5 CE. Tarsus, my birthplace, sat like a jewel in the Roman province of Cilicia, its harbor opening to the restless waters of the Mediterranean. Caesar Augustus still ruled the empire, his influence reaching even here, to our busy port city. The streets were alive with the hum of commerce, Greek philosophers in white robes debating on the steps of the baths, Roman officials in fine tunics marching with measured steps, Jewish elders gathering at the synagogue to discuss the law. My father's hand rested on my shoulder as we walked through the market. "Stay close, Saul," he said, his tone half warning, half affection. A boy could be swept away in this crowd. I clutched the edge of his robe and glanced up at him. He was a man of stature, not wealthy, but respected, a devout Jew and a Roman citizen. In Tarsus, that meant doors opened that would remain shut to others. Yet I could see the way he carried the weight of that identity, Jew by covenant, Roman by law, like a double yoke across his shoulders.